If you're like me, you cannot get enough of HBO's Watchmen. How good is this show? Now you can actually go deeper inside the show that critics have called your new TV obsession with the official Watchmen podcast. People, Damon Lindelof has done it again, all right? This show is pitch perfect. It is hosted by Damon and Craig Mazin, the creator of Chernobyl, and the new podcast explores the narrative choices and uncovers Easter eggs and examines the show's connection to the groundbreaking graphic novel and how it ties into modern events. It's a reimagining of the world originally seen in the 1980s graphic novel of the same name. The Watchmen is now set in an alternate history of present-day America where the lines between vigilantes and crime fighters are blurred and the only true superhero is nowhere to be found on Earth. Are you intrigued? Because if you're not watching this show, you should be! People, the best finale! The best finale that I've seen on TV. And it's just a season one finale, so you know it's going to even get better. Oh my gosh. It's stylized, it's darkly funny, it's profoundly human. The series stars Regina King, genius. Jean Smart, amazing. Don Johnson, classic. Jeremy Irons, can't get better than that. And features music from Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. All episodes of The Watchmen are streaming and available on demand only from HBO. And then, you know what? You finish the episode and you listen to the official Watchmen podcast available on all major podcast platforms. Get into it. This is the time, okay? Do it! It is time for you to turn your great idea into a reality with Squarespace. What is Squarespace? Well, I'll tell you. They are my number one resource for web design, web hosting. This is the place where Paul Scheer goes to make websites. You know what? People are always stopping at me on the street and asking me, who do you use? And I tell them Squarespace because I can launch my passion project, whether I'm showcasing my work or selling products of any kind, on Squarespace. They got beautiful templates and the ability to customize just about anything. You can make a beautiful website yourself. You don't have to go outside of the box. You don't have to hire anybody. All you need is your imagination and a functioning computer. And you know what? Internet connection would be helpful too. I'm going to be honest there and say, yes, you do need an internet connection. Anyway, head to squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code bonkers, that's B-O-N-K-E-R-S, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Hey everybody, before we start the show, I wanted to let you know that all of our information about our touring schedule is up at hdtgm.com. We'll have information very shortly about our recently rescheduled LA show. You can also find out information about our brand new San Francisco show on January 26th and our upcoming Vancouver show, which is happening on February 22nd. You can buy tickets to both of those shows right now on hdtgm.com. Go to it! He's not a ghost and not quite a man. Sounds like the perfect holiday boyfriend. We saw The Spirit of Christmas, so you know what that means.
Now it's time for How Did This Get Made? We're gonna have a good time, celebrate some failure, not just be a hater. Cause you know you wonder, how did this get made? Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? I am Paul Scheer, and this is a very special holiday edition of How Did This Get Made. We saw the Hallmark classic, The Spirit of Christmas, which is about a workaholic lawyer who is sent to a prison inn in a very small town, only to find it's haunted by a very sexy ghost. Or is he? And is this person maybe the love of her life? Yeah, this movie is weird. And here to break it down is my co-host, Mr. Jason Mantzoukas. How are you, Jason?
I'm good. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Paul.
We are so excited to get the team back together for a holiday special, because we do have a very special guest, but we also have somebody. She's my other co-host, but she's currently serving jury duty right now. June, are you there?
Hi.
Oh, wait. please tell me.
All right. So,
you're just going to
whisper it.
Okay. Let's. Okay, go
ahead. Oh my God! This is the softest you will ever be.
I'm honestly staring at a sign that says the use of cell phones during jury duty is prohibited.
So, this bears a little bit of explanation. Yes. June is currently serving jury duty.
Yes.
And is unable to be with us, but is calling in on the whisper phone.
Yes, she is going to be listening in and texting.
Like a ghost.
Yes, listening in.
Legitimately like a
ghost.
This
pod is haunted.
And she will be texting in her thoughts based on what we're saying. So I'm going to be watching June's texts here as she is joining. From a jury room in downtown Los Angeles doing her civic duty during this holiday season. But we have a very special guest in studio. You know what? No trash can fires, but some fires are in this movie.
Yes.
Please welcome a How Did This Get Made all-star, How Did This Get Made favorite, Jessica St. Clair. How are you, Jessica?
Thank you so much. And you know, if June had to be a ghost, I feel like I am a good living representation and vice versa.
Oh, so
does that make sense?
You would like to give your body to June possess?
That's right.
And is this your way of just trying to sleep with Paul?
Yes. And if somebody is listening who wants to write that up as a screenplay.
Oh, no.
Let's do it.
Oh, I'm possessed by June today.
Ew! I want to fuck June if anybody.
Thank you. So do I. June just wrote, so true. And so this movie
is like, that's like a secret or the secret. What was the Duchovny movie?
Oh, yeah, right. Where
Lily Taylor dies and is in the body of her daughter. And as Lily Taylor, his wife, she keeps trying to, in the daughter's body, sleep with him.
No, yeah. That would not be made now.
By the way,
you think?
It was only made like 3 years ago.
It was very recent.
Dark.
Yeah. We need to get interested. You and June to watch that movie.
No, all right. Thank you.
This movie has been one that people were very excited that we were going to watch.
Why? Why would they be excited?
I was excited.
Oh, were you?
Because I like some of these movies, and I thought, finally, I'm going to be paid back for all the shit you've made me watch that scares me. And then this piece of crap, did scare me for the first.
What are you talking about? It scared you.
I don't like it when the camera pans like it's a man watching you and also very scared to be going to sleep. And don't make me bring up the story of when we were house sitting when we were just 25 and you waited till I went to sleep after I watched a Lifetime movie called May I Take Your Order. Do you remember this?
Wait, of course I don't.
May I Take Your Order?
I don't remember any of this. And also, you watched something called May I Take Your Order?
Okay.
A Lifetime movie?
Quick digression.
You're telling me a Lifetime movie got you scared?
Quick digression.
Oh, God.
We were on a plane, Jason and I.
And by the way, that means very long digression.
We were on a plane, Jason and I, a JetBlue plane to California when we were just very young. I was young, you were old. And I was watching a Lifetime movie called May I Take Your Order, in which somebody was abducting people who were working in at a burger restaurant.
By the way, June is just chimed in to say Lifetime movies are scary, Jason.
Yes, they are. They play to exactly what we're afraid of. At any rate, Jason said, please do not watch this movie. You can't handle it. And I said, don't tell me what I can or can't do. I'm watching this movie. So then we go to the creepy place that we were house sitting because we had no money. And you waited until I went to sleep because the guy in the movie would tie women up and then whisper to them, may I take your order? And so you waited till I fell asleep like a psycho, crept into my room and whispered, may I take your order into my ear and scared the fucking shit out of me.
Yeah. Did you just bleep yourself?
Yes. In case kids are listening.
Kids do tune in for the big holiday episode. Yeah. They think it's a Hallmark family-friendly podcast.
Kids love it. And then suddenly we're just talking about absolute filth.
That's right.
You're welcome, by the way.
June is very upset. She has wrote in all caps, Jason.
That's right.
I will be playing the part of June and me.
Great.
June also wanted to point out that that Lifetime does an entire genre of women killing men on Lifetime. It's fascinating, but also lots of men killing women, too.
That's right. So I don't like it anytime a camera is panning, like a man is watching a woman sleep. That's like my worst nightmare.
Well,
so that there was a lot of that in the first
20
minutes.
Well, it's interesting that you bring this up, and you are kind of right, because this was originally a Lifetime movie that Hallmark bought.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a mix of both. I think that Hallmark is so jonesing to, like, have 25 full days of Christmas movies that they're like, they we'll buy this one.
Well, they're just this acquiring. One. And this was, I will say this, this was boring. Like, yes. I found this, even the, there's like these wild supernatural elements to it. She goes to the inn, and both the ghost story and the romantic story are treated with absolute blasé attitude by every person involved.
That's right.
It's an insane movie because I don't even think I understand it. I rewound this movie multiple times. Like, all right, so wait, what is going on? I mean, it's a ghost story without the ghost.
There's like three ghosts.
Yeah, there's three.
There's three. By the end of the movie, there's three ghosts.
Well, no, technically two ghosts, one corporeal man.
Person.
Like,
but then suddenly at the end, everyone can see the other ghosts.
Everybody can see all the ghosts all the time. Some ghosts can walk through walls, some ghosts don't. The rules, and even within the body of the movie, they keep having moments and scenes where people try and explain the rules. And they say things like, "There's the female lead at one point says to the guy, there's got to be some rules to this. And I was like, yes, let's figure them out, please. Side.
By the way, they give up on even trying to explain it because at one point it feels like the movie goes meta. And they're like, the curse is weird. Like, this is the scene right here. It's like,
I'm no expert on curses, but this one seems weird. He's a ghost except for 2 weeks.
That's
why? Did he insult a witch?
Oh, classic.
There are no witches.
Oh, right, because that would be crazy.
Daniel doesn't know the reason behind his situation.
And neither does the writer of this film.
He came back 95 years ago for 12 days and has done the same each year ever since.
And he can't leave here.
He's restricted by the inn's property line.
Yeah, but there's too many rules for this to be random. There has to be purpose behind it.
We wish.
Like,
and we wish there was. We wish there was a purpose.
I agree. Like, I would believe you if you told me, like, an 11-year-old wrote this script. Literally. And like that's the level of logic.
But there is literally that seems like the transcript of a note session when the screenwriter has given it to someone else. Like, but it doesn't make any sense. Why can't he go on the property
so
line?
So he's this, and he's corporeal for 2 weeks, and then he's this.
How many times are you guys going to use the word corporeal?
And so many times.
I've literally not heard that word ever in my life.
What?
I know it is a word, but I don't want to hear it.
By the way, June said, but we can all agree that they had chemistry, right?
What?
No, June.
This is a fetish of, is it? I think it's a fetish of girls. It must be to fuck a ghost, right?
Is it though?
It must be.
But like, let me ask you.
He's not even a ghost.
Why?
Hold on.
In Patrick.
Why?
Who was the ghost in Ghost? I never
Patrick
thought.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, but they're
People
married.
Wanted to fuck that
they're
ghost.
A married couple. So what? Though. Their love is real. Like, they're married.
June has written, I've never fucked a ghost.
But do you want to?
How
but
do you
would
know?
Love to.
How
but
do
but
you
would,
know?
She's unfortunate, right, but would right. love to.
Because she liked
How
Better
do you know?
Dead, Drop Dead Fred.
Guys,
he's not a ghost.
Ghosts could be fucking us all the time. Ghosts could be fucking us all the time. We don't know.
They fucked Dan Aykroyd or they gave him a blowjob.
Yes, I'm sure.
But this ghost was very sweet. I mean, they just kind of kiss. I mean, it is all about that one peck.
That's hot as hell.
There is no sexual chemistry. Was this a Canadian movie? Is it possible this movie's Canadian?
No, but the actor is the French Canadian.
Okay,
because to me,
we went to college with a lot of French Canadians.
To me, it had the chemistry of like Canada. Like it was like without chemistry. Like there was no erotic.
No disrespect to our Canadian listeners.
Oh no, disrespect to our. You know what, Canada?
Fuck.
Get it together. Wear something. Sexier.
His,
show us your dongs, Canada.
And do something with them.
God damn it.
Stop being so fucking polite.
Oh, yeah.
His accent does come out in many a scene, but let's even get into the premise of it, which is our lead actor, Kate, is, and I'm going to bring up June's point right away here,
looks
which
just
is
like Deborah Messing.
She
is that
does.
Her point?
She's yeah, she's yeah, she's Messing-esque.
June says in these movies, every woman who works is considered a workaholic.
Yes,
sure.
I mean, she didn't seem. First of all, I don't think that they make you like her right away because they have this weird breakup scene where the guy is breaking up with her for being too businesslike, and then she's like, "Oh yeah, I just feel like I don't." I didn't want to see this movie about these two characters at all. These felt like side characters.
Up, yeah, it sets her up in this way that she's like married to her job, and because of her closed off nature, because she gives the guy this whole speech about every boyfriend who's broken up with her or she's broken up with, giving her some sort of moniker. Some sort of moniker. Said something to her that has stuck with her about how she's unavailable romantically or emotionally, how she's too difficult to, you know, whatever. And that is what you're supposed to believe is like she needs to, you know,
heal something in herself. Yes,
break through this, I guess, and it revealed later it's because of her parents' divorce.
Wait a second. That was the most...
Because of her parents' divorce?
Her parents' divorce is the reason that
that's not crazy that people could be traumatized.
It's not processed at all, though. Like, what happened during the parents' divorce?
She goes, collateral damage?
Collateral damage.
Now, listen, Paul had a... had obviously a very tragic childhood.
Yes, and he's figured it out.
I worked through it.
And he worked through it, and we know that. But you're right. She does not learn anything.
Zero. Paul has issues.
Paul does has. I mean, like, listen, we've all got issues.
Yeah, but past
Paul,
the tissues.
If we're talking about who has the
but
most.
Paul managed to figure out how to have a relationship,
how to successfully find love. And juggle work.
He didn't need to find a ghost to fuck.
And that ghost didn't solve anything for her. That ghost doesn't do anything.
The ghost abandoned Lily at the end of the movie.
That's tough.
Like, for my girl Lily, who's waiting around for 100 years, and he's like, peace, see you later.
But by the way, so she's waiting around
Have a social security number. How's he going to live as a real man?
Exactly.
But why?
Well, imagine his life now. He lives as like an alien in the world now.
Well, you know
June says Lily is not alone. She's with her dead newborn.
Oh.
Wow.
Savage.
Oh, my. Who's taking care of that newborn?
Who? Ghost Lily is taking care of Ghost Patrick the baby? Like, what? And Patrick the man is meanwhile fucking Kate in the real world, just giving her the ghost biz?
But why is Lily even haunting the house?
Why is Lily there? Why is Lily there?
Was giving him a gift. Oh, that final, I don't know, eighth of the movie made no sense. But
no, you always split movies into eighths. You got it. Yeah, a lot of people talk about movies in acts. Three acts. It's a three act structure. No, you know, people talk about it in eighths now.
Yeah, where is the eighth? Is that the final?
You know, that new screenwriting book, The Eighth Act. What is wrong with you?
Guys.
Ooh, it had me at the first eighth. The second and third eighth, I didn't enjoy at all. Eighth number four, electric. The fifth eighth was not great. Sixth eighth, terrific. Seventh eighth was actually terrible. The eighth eighth really brought it home.
Okay. My point is, at the end, Lily said, what Patrick says, she's given me a gift, which is to heal his anger.
Was his anger that he was killed?
Which, by the way, all of this, legit.
Where is he the other 350 days of the year?
In a nightmare that he never wakes up.
Yeah, he's in some sort of limbo state, I believe.
All right, so he is, but is he conscious or in just darkness? Like, where?
I would have loved to have seen that.
I would have loved to
have gotten a glimpse of whatever other side he exists in.
I know, because it seems like.
And have it be terrifying.
And by the way, it isn't a witch that cursed him. It was just Patrick. But Patrick didn't curse him either.
No, Patrick Lily trapped him. Lily trapped him there, is what I think.
With her love?
Because he needed to learn the lesson of, like, that what really happened. She didn't want him to cross over being pissed at her or thinking that.
Why? So wouldn't he just find her there?
I don't know what
June says
rules
that
are.
She thinks he's sleeping.
Oh, God. What?
That's not nightmare.
The point of the movie is he never sleeps, June. Oh my God, this is why.
Well, he never sleeps because he's sleeping like for 350 plus days a year.
But I agree with Kate. It is weird when he stays in her room watching her sleep.
No. Oh,
that was creep city.
But she like wanted it.
Oh, she's horny for it.
But then he like looks over his shoulder and goes, good night, Kate.
Oh,
like he's just gonna be jerking it while she's sleeping.
He's like stone cold. Like, is that June like a fantasy for women that they want to be like watched while they sleep by a ghost man that they want
to? I don't know.
June says, admit it, it was sexy.
What?
No.
It was not sexy.
No.
Nothing was sexy. Although Kate, too, for a no-nonsense lawyer from Boston who is told repeatedly that there's a ghost in the house.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again, meets the ghost and does not believe it's a ghost.
Wait, but here's my thing. Who is the ghost that's been scaring away
the cousin who killed him?
Okay, so
the cousin who killed him.
All right, the cousin doesn't want the house to sell. Why?
No, cousin Harry
doesn't want the house to sell.
Is a scary ghost.
He's just a ghost.
He's just trapped there.
He's trapped in that.
Because he murdered.
Okay.
Right. But he doesn't want to cross over for fear of judgment.
So Daniel has never scared a person coming in to price out the house.
I believe not.
Okay.
Right?
No.
Because later on he goes, you can come in. But yet he only...
Because Kate later says he's the one that's been scaring away everybody.
Cousin Harry?
Yeah.
Okay.
But why also... Why does the innkeeper, who I'm also fascinated with...
Oh,
he's the scariest character.
This motherfucker is every... I would say, these movies, oftentimes, it's like they want like a little small town, New England-y type of movie. Yeah. They want it to feel like Stars Hollow, like populated by oddballs and weirdos. And the inn is the local point for, focal point for all the weirdos. Every person, every townsperson in this movie is more boring than the last.
Oh my gosh, he is so boring.
The innkeeper is flat.
I mean, there's a little bit of
his love
community
story,
theater going on here.
I think they hire local for
in where
smaller
in Canada.
Parts. Yes, I think some of those people are probably in stage versions of Anne of Green Gables, of which I've seen many.
The brother literally looks out as if he's playing to an audience.
Oh yeah,
like a community theater audience.
When the brother and Lily in the fifth eighth of the movie are on the porch, and he's like saying, he's saying he's not coming back, and she was saying, you know, like I want him to be. He said he'd be here by Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
he starts to touch her head and face.
And
he's repeatedly screaming.
You gotta take it down a
Okay,
notch.
Fine. Cramming her face.
Why is he grabbing her head like that?
He's grabbing her head so much.
And then he does it again.
Oh, he does it. It's like he's like, you know what this guy would do? Grab her head and force it to his shoulder over and over and over again. That's how you comfort someone.
June says that the other jurors are looking at her because the sound coming out of her phone is so loud. June just is weighing in on some of the actors. She said, cop is terrible. So is tavern owner. Daniel is wonderful. I will say this, that... that the tavern, or not the tavern owner, I'll get
she
to her.
She is a snooze.
Why would you ever want to be with her?
We are just demolishing people here.
No, it's not them. It's the characters they were written.
Exactly. And everything in it is flat.
Why does the innkeeper leave for 12 days to leave this man all by himself?
But
it seems like that's a death.
That's what's crazy.
He
comes back and plays like Baccarat with them, or chess or whatever.
Baccarat? What do you think they are? Like June in just, Monaco?
June just threw down Baccarat. The gauntlet. And she said, June just came and defended it. She said, it wasn't the writing. It is the acting.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I love that you think they're playing Baccarat.
Baccarat?
What are you
James
talking
Bond?
About? They're not like, they're like literally in a casino in Monaco playing Baccarat.
I don't
Baccarat.
Know what that is.
I don't know.
They're playing old-timey games.
Hang on.
My point
describe the game Baccarat and how it's played. How do you guess?
Yeah.
There's a board.
Is it a card game or a dice game?
It's a checkered board and you throw dice on it or something. I don't know what.
Okay. That's Baccarat.
I don't care what Baccarat is. My point is,
James Bond is always, bring me the checkerboard.
Bring me my checkerboard and dice. It's time for Baccarat.
Well,
Blofeld.
Here's a really fucked up scene, though, when the two of them are just hanging and drinking and talking about how, like, the girls they're going to get. And he's like, Kate's going to come back for you and all that.
Yeah,
and, like, don't worry. Like, she wants that ghost dick. And, like, you're going to – and that's fucking crazy.
Well, then everybody's taking the tavern owner out for a spin at that party.
But the guy taking her for a spin looks like he's 16 years old. Like, he's somebody's nephew.
I mean, by the way, there's something going on in this town that is bad. Because that cop literally interrupts their dance in mid-kiss.
Why was that happening?
Why did he cut in at that point?
Guys, when's the last time you waltzed with somebody? They were doing the box step.
They were terrible dancers.
Terrible.
Okay, the most romantic scene when Daniel and Kate are sharing a dance at the Christmas Eve dance party, which is now happening at the inn, right?
Because the tavern is flooded?
And yes, and everybody everybody from the inbred town that they live in is
the
there
person town.
Dancing with their relatives who they also fuck. And literally, Daniel and Kate are having their most romantic moment. They're going in for the kiss, and the cop is like... Tap, tap, tap. Time for me to cut in. Doopy, 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 doop.
Like, I don't even... even think people cut in anymore in modern day.
People also don't waltz. People also...
No, everyone is waltzing. June wants to know, why did the tavern... Oh, June wrote, fucking pig, about the cop butting in.
Something was wrong with
him. She goes, why is the tavern flooded? It never rained.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, Piper. She's
Oh, Piper.
Yeah.
But I mean, but by the way... So they, I don't know what's going, but I also had an issue, like, they have to sell this place so quickly, but why not just leave it to the innkeeper? Like, give him a night, like, that's a kind of a dick move.
No, because a trust owns it.
Oh, but I mean, but couldn't the trust before they died, like, you know what, hey guys, we're putting things in our will, like, let's give it to the innkeeper, he's been there every
I mean, who, the old lady who died, who owned it, like,
who
remember,
was she? Was
we
she
never understood
somebody?
Who she was.
She's the granddaughter
of Lily?
Of Lily.
The granddaughter of Lily.
We never see her.
No,
but
no,
she's
I know.
The one who dies.
Right, right, right. But who? Oh.
Oh, and by the way, he goes, huh. I don't know what a Christmas tree is.
What?
Christmas tree. Like, Daniel is like, what is that tree on top of your vehicle?
Your auto.
Yeah. Christmas trees, I looked it up, came out in the 16th century. So,
yeah.
It's not like they're just having a full on Christmas party.
He also keeps referring to the innkeeper's cell phone as your
special device,
but knows how to turn the alarm on and off effortlessly.
Guys,
effortlessly.
I thought this was an ad for ADT.
Really?
There is a close up of that beep boop beep boop like 16 times. Like, why do they feature that fucking security
system? So that they're making sure you know that it's off and on and off and on. But like, he also didn't seem like from the 20s.
I guess
it's supposed to be.
Oh, I have a lot of issues
his
about
hair.
That.
His hair is crazy.
His hair.
Why is
you know what this reminded me of? What was Colin Farrell Rides a Horse? What was that?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a ghost movie that we did?
We saw with Andy Daly, the podcast. It was like a New York movie. I forget.
Wasn't that also like time travel lovers nonsense?
Yes.
I'm in love with a ghost. And Jessica Brown Findlay.
I remember this. I don't remember any details besides it being in like old New York and then time travel, and racing on a horse.
And he's on a horse and there's carriages. But then it's also modern day,
but
I think.
To me, it's like his hair at a certain point later in the movie gets more old timey, but starts out very of the now. I know
one thing, and that's the olden days. The one thing that upsets me is when you have a haircut that's too modern, when you speak too modern. Now I felt like
Billy looked like he was from a barber shop.
Yeah. And he looked like he was in a boy band. And it also looked like they had gone to whatever costume rental just said, like, fuck it, we'll take it.
By the way, I feel like it was like costume rental adjacent. Was sort of like, this kind of looks right. It was like, hey, I don't want to go to like a costume place to get a fancy costume for this old-timey party.
Right.
But I think I have this brown blazer
that looks
about right.
You know what it reminds me of? I had an olden days Christmas party I hosted for girls. And there was mulled wine. This was about probably 9 years ago.
Okay, nice.
And I said, please, I did not say come in costume. Mm-hmm. I just said, this is an olden days themed party. June arrived dressed like one of the wives from those Mormon communities, from
a sister wife.
It was so upsetting. She was the only person dressed up, but it looked like she had gone through her closet. Oh, this long skirt, this, and I'll button it up.
Yeah.
And that's what the people in this movie look like.
Well, yeah.
The olden days people.
I totally agree. June also says that she remembers being there for that party and that Daniel looked like a Brooklyn barista.
Yes! Like one of those steam pipers.
Or he looked like one of those guys that like does fancy barbershop, like a steampunk barbershop.
Yes.
You know?
And I have to say something. This guy wastes so much time for the 12 days that he's corporeal
there.
He just
reads.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He just reads.
He fucking irons.
Yeah. Guess what I'm doing if I'm corporeal for only 12 days?
Jerking off constantly.
Fucking and jerking off constantly. Like top to bottom. Here's the thing, Hallmark. That's the movie to make. It's a ghost. It's a horny ghost.
It's a ghost fuck.
It's a horny ghost who 12 days a year gets to fuck his brains out. But the first day, his true love shows up. What's he gonna do?
But I mean, here's the thing. Like, of all the things they could have saddled Kate with, like, to be this, like, probate lawyer... Low stakes. Like, make her a historian, a local teacher, somebody who understands like the history so she can maybe connect with him, and she's always wanted to
give her some connection to the town. That
anything.
She's like, she is plopped in. She is like, it's a, I guess it's a fish out of water, blah, blah, blah. But like, give her some agency within the story itself.
Do
not
you think
just
they
like,
didn't have the budget to leave the home?
Oh, of course not. No,
right?
they had.
That's it.
And those exterior shots looked miserable. It looked like they were always like, oh, can we bundle her up, put another blanket on her? Like, they looked so cold, so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, Kay was a replacement casting because the first actress died in the snow.
They like, because they had craft service outside.
R.I.P. She like went out to get a mini Twix and R.I.P.'d herself.
Just had to pry the mini Twix from her frozen hand.
And they still fed it to Daniel because he was number one on the call sheet.
So also this movie does the thing, the trope that I'm obsessed with, that
side pony.
Oh, fuck that side pony and that fit and flare dress. What the fuck was that? Were we hiding thighs I never saw? Because I was like, who made this choice?
She looks, I mean, that dress, I mean, what's going on? Why is she getting that dressed up for this party that looks like maybe it's attended by 10 people? She's automatically like connected to this town.
Well, she arrives, and on day one, the innkeeper and the ghost are like, well, I guess we got to tell her.
Yeah.
About the whole ghost story, which, by the way, she should not be trusted. And then B, they tell her and she is legit unfazed.
No.
Nobody, there are so many people in this movie that talk to a ghost and are legit nonplussed.
This is why I'm so glad I've never seen an alien, because
I don't want to see
that, because then I would lose my fucking mind.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
You can't bounce back from seeing a ghost. You can't. That means you're separate from the rest of humanity.
Can I ask you a real question? Real talk.
Sure.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No. Yes. No.
June wants me to reveal that I've seen a ghost.
What are you talking about,
Where?
Paul?
All right. I did see a ghost.
Where?
What?
All right. Now, here's the crazy thing about the story. You got to listen to the first part, and then the second part is important. So I was camping out in the hallway of my house when I was a kid.
This is so sad.
So I was camping out in the hallway.
By yourself?
By myself. Like, just not sleeping.
Just free soloing.
Yeah. Like, just had I had my sleeping bag out in the hallway.
Uh-huh.
The hallway leading from my bedroom to my parents' bedroom. So it was like.
How old are you in this story?
Like 15, 20. By the way, I want to bring one thing down to basics here. I am getting constantly attacked about French kissing my mom.
You're the one that did it. You're the one that slipped her the tongue.
People keep on saying it like as I was doing
what
it. Like
do
I was.
What do you mean you French kissed your mom?
I tried to do it after I saw a Love Boat episode when I was a young kid.
God!
He watched a Love Boat episode with his mom, and then afterwards slipped her the tongue when kissing her goodnight.
The fact that you are not in a mental insane asylum is like amazing.
I didn't know the difference of kisses. I didn't know.
But that's how they kissed for the next year.
I tried. I was like, my mom reacted.
You gotta try. You don't know who's going to be receptive. You got to try.
I'm so upset right now.
I didn't know the rules of kissing. I was a child, a little child. I was 15 years old.
15 is not a child.
What?
15?
It's a child.
15 and French kissing your mom. 15 is when you've already French kissed a person.
It's no big deal. No, I was very young. But so I was young. I was camping out in my hallway. And I saw this presence. It was a woman in a white dress with a blue like hood, and she was over me. It was very peaceful. It was very quiet, and she just put her hands out like this, and I stood and I made eye contact with her for a couple of, you know, felt like a while, but it was probably very short. And then I got up and she wasn't there. So it wasn't like I was awake. I saw the whole thing.
Okay.
So now, hang on.
Yes.
Were you, previous to this woman appearing in front of you, possibly asleep?
Okay. So I.
Like, did this happen while you were brushing your teeth?
No.
Or did this happen while you were in bed, possibly asleep?
It happened while I was camping out in the hallway asleep.
Okay.
I woke up because I felt something. I looked up and felt like I was being stared at. And I was by this a very angelic image of a woman above me.
Okay.
Now, it's something that's always stuck out to me in my grand scheme of whatever, like sure. one of those things that burnt into my head.
Sure.
Now, many years later, about 4 or 5 years ago, I am at this event with a regular person, and we start talking about
what do you mean by regular person?
I revealed that he was a regular person before I like told you what he was going to tell me.
A corporeal person.
But no, like he's not like
is this guy a ghost?
He's not a medium. He's not a ghost
okay.
person.
Okay.
He just said to me, we were talking, and he said, you know, as we were talking about other things, he's like, yeah, I have this kind of psychic connection. I do feel like I see ghosts. And I was like, really? And he goes, you saw a ghost when you were a kid.
Oh,
and describe the image to me.
With the hood? What did he say though?
Now, said, a woman standing at your feet in a white outfit with a blue hood. When you were a child, you saw this.
Now, Paul, mm-hmm. are you sure? Because I know a lot of times people retell these things differently because it's like, you know,
yes, I understand.
He said blue hood.
Yes. He described, like, it took my breath away because it was, in like, he said he's an empath. That's what he sees when he looked into me, that he saw that I saw a ghost.
Was that spirit attached to you still, like a bogey?
I mean,
like,
the way I felt it to be was that it was almost like out of my feet, like standing on my feet. If my feet were like that, like she was standing
but
on
then,
my feet.
But then do you think, though, this yes. is a real question.
Do you think, though, that man, let's assume
the validity of both of these stories.
Yes.
Like, if you said to that man, how do you know that? Would he say, oh, because she's still right there.
That's what I mean.
Well, she's been with you the whole time.
Did he see the person on
Well, and that's what I kind of asked him. And
like, are you in the presence of this blue-hooded woman all of your life?
Is she here now?
And you just had that one glimpse.
Right.
Or, yeah.
June said maybe she's here right now.
Is she single?
Honestly,
I'm asking for
ghost,
a friend.
Maybe it's the ghost you've been waiting for
thing,
all your life.
I'm not having luck with alive girls.
You're not having luck in the corporeal world.
So, like, you keep using corporeal. I'm not sure why. But I would love it. Maybe I need to open up. Maybe I need to get on one of these dating apps
that connects
me with ghosts.
Look,
it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I'm just swiping on Spectre.
Honestly, your commitment issues are so great. I feel like 12 days a year might be
too
all
much.
You can handle.
Too much. You know what? Back off. Too much. You're smothering me.
Literally, because I can feel you pressing on my chest while I sleep.
And look, I can see all the reasons, truthfully.
No, that
why
is a crazy story,
but
Paul.
That the addition to it really freaked me the fuck out.
I buy
and
it.
And so did you jump up from your camping in the hallway and jump into your mom's bed and make yourself feel better?
No, I would never get in the bed with her. You know, she had her husband there that night.
Oh, right. And he didn't know about you guys?
No. We had to keep it on the DL. Oh, now I'm just begging to be attacked. I know. Hey, everybody. We have to take a brief break in this riveting conversation about ghosts. Corporeal and otherwise, to hear a few words from our sponsors. I'm going to tell you something weird. So I've been doing this thing where you can actually text me. That's right. I can actually get text messages. I'm beta testing this brand new app. My number is 917-877-0657. That's 917-877-0657. Text me. I can actually text you back, and I can actually send you details of cool new things, like when How Did This Get Made does a brand new show in your area. I can send you a text. I did it the other day for San Francisco. I just looked at all the people who live in San Francisco and I sent them a text with the presale code. So it's fun stuff like that. It might be things in the future. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. It's overwhelming. It's cool. But that is what I'm doing right now. And I think it's fun. And I would love for you to join in. 917-877-0657. It's all free. It's not like a sex line or something like that. But it's a lot of fun. And also, if you can't get enough of me or the show, you got to head over to tpublic.com where we have amazing t-shirts, buttons, pins, sweatshirts, hoodies, whatever you want. Go to tpublic.com/stores/hdtgm. You know, people, every week I talk to you about my closest friend. And my closest friend isn't a person. No. It isn't even a virtual reality assistant. No, It is simply a program that helps you design websites. That's right. My best friend is Squarespace because Squarespace helped me turn my dream into reality. And you know what? No friend, no parent, no loved one has ever done that. Only Squarespace. And they believe in me. They believe in my passion. They want to showcase my work. They want to publish my content. They want to sell my products. They are the person in my life who gives me beautiful templates, beautiful tools to customize anything with a few clicks. And they give me amazing e-commerce functionality that let me sell anything online and analytics that actually help me grow in real time. They don't lie to my face. Do you hear that, Uncle Dan? Do you hear that? Buying domains is simple, and you'll get the help you need with Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support. Squarespace empowers millions of people, from designers to lawyers to artists and gamers and even restaurant owners and gym owners. And we love our gym owners, right? We are bulking up. We're all going to look like Kumail in a couple of months, all right? But how do we know where your gym is? You got to get on Squarespace. You got to build that website. Head to squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BONKERS, that's B-O-N-K-E-R-S, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/bonkers. Offer code BONKERS. Fuck you, Uncle Dan. Hey, do you like Rick and Morty, or how about Robot Chicken, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Squidbillies, or even Space Ghost Coast to Coast, Tim and Eric, Black Jesus, Too Many Cooks? How do you feel about Metalocalypse? Well, if you like any of these shows, you might like the Adult Swim podcast. The Adult Swim podcast features deep dive conversations with the creators, cast, and crew behind all the Adult Swim shows that you love, hate, or both. A lot of questions are asked. Some of them are good. And if you subscribe to the Adult Swim podcast, you will get nothing like a gift, but you will get very personal with a lot of interesting people behind some of your favorite Adult Swim shows. So that's pretty good. All right. The Adult Swim podcast is absolutely free. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Now back to our show. I will say something about this ghost. She comes into the inn, picks up a picture of him that looks
The
lawyer picks up a picture of the ghost, looks at it. It looks like a picture that has an Instagram filter on it. Stares at it, and then when she meets him just mere moments later, she's like, oh, who are you?
She assumes he's a real person. You've just seen his picture.
Right.
That's what was weird to me, because either have him appear as a human being, because he is, again, he's not like a specter in this instance, in these 12 days. He's a living, breathing human man. Let her discover him, assuming it's a man, and have to figure out he's a ghost.
Right.
But the reality is, if you see her see the picture
and then see him side by side,
then there's newspaper clippings on the wall with pictures of him.
I thought, oh, okay, we've seen enough Scooby-Doos to know that people hire people that look like, maybe he's an actor they hired. You look a lot like him. Maybe the innkeeper doesn't want people to.
Sure. Maybe they're trying to chase away people. Like, they don't investigate. They don't investigate at all. Everybody is so. Everything is so slow.
It takes place in a world where ghosts exist. I mean, like, this is the scene where she talks to the innkeeper about the ghost.
Kate, with Patton and Turner, I'm here for the property appraisal.
Yes. Mr. Murray arrived early, left early, too.
What happened?
It's probably the ghost.
Come on, ghost. Man.
The ghost.
Though Daniel's never harmed anyone, every once in a while he does assert himself.
Daniel.
What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. You're on a first-name basis with the ghost?
No, when you've worked here as long as I have. Daniel Jacob Forsythe. He once owned this inn many years ago.
He basically lays out the premise, and then minutes later, she sees him. And here's the other thing. He just debunked our theory. That means that Daniel is scaring away the people, but yet he has not appeared there yet, because there's a... So maybe he's a ghost for some of the year and then he's corporeal for 12
days? No, the cousin is the guy, the ghost that's...
But he says, he just said Daniel...
He doesn't know. We, as well as everybody else, spends most of the movie believing Daniel is the only ghost haunting the house.
So this guy,
what we find out at the end, M. Night Shyamalan style, which apparently is blowing your mind right now, which is shocking, is...
No, I get it.
Is that Harry is the ghost who's malicious.
Okay, I guess I thought, like, I was thinking him at face value that he had some sort of, conversation with Daniel, and Daniel's like, I don't want... you to sell the house? Because later on they do talk and he's like, don't sell the house. Like, it is confusing.
They seem to be bros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yet he leaves them alone for 12 days instead of like, let me bring people in. Let's hang. Yeah, let me tell you what went on this last
like,
year.
Like, why don't you like jerk off and fuck while you're like, you know, like when Ben Grimm isn't the thing for one day.
Yeah, he's gotta go do his
thing. He's got to get laid. He's gotta get his dick wet.
By the way,
this is... Because it's finally not made of stone.
Honestly, the person most like turned on by ghost sex at this table is you.
Yes, I'm into it. I'm gonna, listen, I'm not lying. Like, I'm into, like, a bunch of sexy lady ghosts. Like,
I could see you doing that eye roll that Dan Aykroyd did in Ghostbusters. I would say that this movie also was shot so fucking quickly. There's a scene when Daniel the ghost, or corporeal man, gets up to move his, like, plate and his knife falls on the ground. And the scene just keeps
on
going.
Nobody cares.
No, it's like, let's go.
Leave it behind. Leave it. Keep going.
There are moments in this thing where I feel like people are like, I kind of flubbed that take. We got it.
We got it.
We got to go.
Everybody is just acting as though they can barely remember their lines. You know what I mean? Like, they're trying hard to remember. What's the line? Oh. Yep, here we go.
Let's take it. Take it back.
You know?
Also, her hair is not red to begin with. And then as soon as she arrives at the inn, she's got a red wash in it. I don't know if they shot things.
June wanted me to ask you. She says all Hallmark heroines have a very specific blowout.
Oh, well, too many layers.
Yeah.
Absolutely too many layers. But now, I thought this was a current movie. And now that I realize it was 2015.
Yeah.
It was coming out of a Jennifer Aniston. I mean, it's kind of an old school.
Wait, 2015?
Yeah, that's when it came out.
Ago, that's not Jennifer Aniston.
You're right.
That's, you mean like Friends Jennifer Aniston? Like the late 90s?
Yes.
Yeah,
you mean way, like 18 June years
way
before?
After Jen
no,
Ann,
I understand
a decade
that,
after.
But it was such a classic, it stuck around. Especially for the Hallmark crowd.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it might have just gotten to Canada.
That they're still like, are Ross and Rachel going to get back together?
This is shot in your neck of the woods in Massachusetts.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Where? Do you know?
I do know, actually. It was filmed at the historic Proctor Mansion, located in Wrentham, Massachusetts, and the Harding Allen Estate, located in Barre, Massachusetts.
Okay.
The real Proctor Mansion Inn does not have a ghost story. There's a mystery surrounding the inn, though the grounds are... Sorry.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? While the real Proctor Mansion Inn... does not have a ghost story. There is a mystery surrounding the inn.
So that's that. Juicy.
Yeah. By the way, this, you know, I just, again, want to get to the chunk of this thing, which is Kate has no one in her life, no one to go home to.
Are her parents dead?
I mean, they're divorced. She's collateral damage.
She like.
Did they divorce her?
She doesn't. Does she talk to her mom on the phone at one point or no? She doesn't.
No.
Right? Just like she guy. Has seen. It's the lead up to Christmas, and she has no communication with either of her parents.
I thought, give me a monologue. She said,
They divorced her. They
divorced. They're still together, but they divorced her.
She's collateral damage. We were better without you. Get
her
out of
here.
Because if anything, it would seem like she's got two options, good options. Go with her mom or her dad.
Or go with that the head of the law firm who wears those cool Hawaiian shirts. Oh, by the way, it was like they shot him in the darkest room in a Hawaiian shirt.
In a rattan chair.
I was going to bring this up before. I just have to bring it up. And at one point, someone will just say, yes, Paul, I hear you. But it is the fact that I hate these Christmas movies where everyone's having their office company party on Christmas Eve.
That's crazy.
I've been around that's a time for family, not for like corporate work parties, not Christmas Eve.
Nobody's ever had an office party ever in the history of America.
Also, you would be the worst.
Yes.
Also, that office, a thriving law office, appears to just have the two of them in it and not be able to see or look at other offices
and
or
an
other
old
people.
Fax machine.
The movie can't afford extras. The movie can't afford office space.
June can afford a lot of extra snow. They're like, this is great for the production value.
I was worried about their lungs, honestly, with all that extra snow.
It's too much.
Yeah.
June just wanted to slam me and say that I haven't been around that many corporations.
Oh, man.
But still, I mean, it's still... I still think the Christmas Eve party is a misnomer. It's not a thing. It's not like...
No, it's a holiday party is usually...
Holiday party, yes.
You know, late in the late teens, early 20s of December. Yes.
No one's like, hey, so we're just going to get everybody together at the law firm tonight.
Yeah. Like,
get away from your family.
Figure your shit out at home.
Unless you're Scrooge McDuck.
Yes,
because totally. Then he usually has
a friend of the pod.
Yeah, I wrote that. I mean, he's so great. We try to record in his giant safe, but we always are hearing that money, that change rattling.
Yeah.
By the way, this movie made me want to go to bed. Not like fall asleep, but literally.
So you could see your ghost?
Yeah, ooh, I'd love to see it. But to like literally get snuggled up in a bed. Like I felt the bed work in this movie was at an all-time high.
Here's what I will say that I enjoyed. I love like a cozy New England inn in the snow. Like that, to your point
the
of like.
The Dragonfly.
I love that. Oh, please. Yeah. Don't get me started. Give me Suki's meals at the Dragonfly.
Come on now.
Give me the upstairs room with doors, please.
Ooh, does Suki make pancakes in the oven? Like this guy did?
That was strange.
Open up the oven.
Here's
a plate of pancakes.
I'm assuming made them and then was just keeping them warm in the oven?
For how many people are you making pancakes for? It didn't seem like they had a morning rush.
None of any of this movie made it. There was, what is there, 7 actors in the movie? Tops. I mean,
that's right.
Tops. Yeah.
I'm going to look at what the IMDb list is because it really can't be that much.
How much? I don't know. And I'm assuming they just feel like these Hallmark movies, they have to come in at a certain budget. So this is what they're doing.
I mean, it's hour and 30 minutes on the nose. All right, let's see how many.
Also, if you fast forward, which I did, any of the establishing shots, that cuts 40 minutes out of the movie.
Oh, by the way, there is so, I wrote that down too. There is so much wasted.
11 speaking roles.
11 speak. That
wow.
is.
Wow. In a movie, shocking. Full film.
That's shocking.
11 speak. And by the way, I'm looking at some of them and I don't even remember them. Some of them don't even have pictures next to their.
Yes, of course. It's crazy. There is so much wasted time in establishing shots. Yes. So much wasted time within scenes, lingering on set deck, lingering on like stuff.
She plays.
Gene just wants me to point out that Hallmark and Lifetime does pay its actors well, and they always put them up in 4-season accommodations.
Well, honestly, why aren't we getting offers? June and I would gladly go do a 3-day
By the way, here's what I'm going to say. Hallmark, give us a movie, four of us.
This is it.
That would be
this
great.
Is four movie. Of us. A Christmas movie that's the four of us. And we all fuck ghosts. We all fuck. There's four of us, and we are correspondent to four ghosts.
Oh, June's in. She says, oh, my God, I would love that. This movie is really trying to pull off this twist. And I think that that's what's so weird about it is the love story is not working for me.
Nope.
I don't get it. And then the twist is convoluted. You get
Wait,
it.
What's
but
the twist?
That well, I guess
the second ghost. Yeah. Sorry. Yep.
The second and third, because Lily is also a twist.
Lily's hanging out as well.
And she's like able to bring him, like she touches him with his hand.
Lily can grab Patrick's hand, but Patrick can't see Lily, but Patrick can see Harry.
And this is the first time he's
seen Harry.
In 95 years, Lily has never appeared to him, has never thought
maybe
to push him along.
Well, that's the weirdest thing.
No.
June just keeps on writing, who is Patrick?
Who is Patrick?
What do you mean?
Is that his name?
His name?
I think that's his name. Patrick
who's
is
Daniel.
One is his brother, right? Patrick is the brother, and then Harry is the one who killed him.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the lead guy's name?
What's his Patrick? Name?
Daniel. Oh, I'm saying Patrick by mistake. Sorry, everybody.
Sorry, yeah. Okay, June is confused.
Sorry. Yes. Daniel.
Cousin Henry, brother
Cousin
Charles.
Henry is the murderer.
Daniel.
Harry. Prince Harry, Prince William.
Cousin, is it Henry or?
Princess Meghan.
About inns that gives ladies boners.
Why ladies love? Here's what ladies love: ghosts, inns.
Yeah,
you know, like
ghosts, inns at a foreign location, and then quitting their job.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Like under
getting
the Tuscan sun
the
or whatever.
Yeah.
No. What's it called? A year in. No.
Oh yeah. That. Yeah. That.
Under
that,
the Tuscan sun.
Yeah. Thank you.
June said, "Horny for inns, love it all."
But why?
Why?
I'm
why?
Not horny for an inn.
I'm not.
I don't like. I don't like a B&B.
I hate.
No, I don't
I hate
like an Airbnb. You know, I mean a B&B rather, because you know what? Those people want to talk to you.
I don't like that.
And guess what? I hate.
people.
Yes.
Oh, I get so much guilt for not being down for the breakfast.
Oh, you
I don't want that.
We missed you at breakfast. Yeah, because I'm on vacation and I slept.
Yeah, I don't want to be there.
I don't.
And they're all listening
bed.
To you. Fuck. Always. All they do is listen to you. Ugh. Fuck. Because all you're in is their old daughter's former room.
Ugh. I went to
She's in college now and I get to fuck in her room.
I went on like a romantic trip to a B&B and it was not fun. The room, like the theme of the room was like
the theme?
Oh yeah. It was
there's always themes and there's always a tub, a freestanding tub in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
And there's always stuffed animals.
Always stuffed animals.
June is asking when did I go on the
I was just
guy?
Gonna say
who did you go on it with? Your mom?
Oh, hey.
Nailed it.
Which I'm also on, guys. Check out Nailed It. Jason on Nailed It. Well.
Nailed it. Holiday season.
Guys, what?
I was so jealous.
Yeah.
To see you as a contestant, Paul.
That was a very high, very big highlight for me.
I screamed. I've been trying to get on Nailed It.
Oh,
no
oh.
joke.
I can help you can get that.
That's all I want. They don't
we
want
can do
me.
That very easily.
They don't want me.
No, they want you.
I'm gonna,
believe me,
wait,
they want
did you.
You
do something to them?
Possibly. But holy shit. And you in that tux, did you, wait, are you talking about?
There's
you
a new one now.
Yeah.
You did
There's
it
a
again?
Second one, yeah. There's a second one that just came out. The holiday.
Holiday season two.
Holiday season, yeah, that's all it's called, yeah. It has just come out, and
can't wait.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, and I am a contestant. Jason is a judge, not on the same episode.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was a stressful day. That was a very.
Was it?
Oh God, yeah. It was incredibly, because they were very nice to me. They wanted me to be a judge, and I said, I really want to be a contestant. Can I do it? And then they said to me, all right, you can go on. And I said, well, here's my bit. I want to play a pharmacist from Pasadena. I'll say my name is Ted. And then Nicole the whole time would be like, but you look like my friend Paul. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. And I recorded a video and I did all my intros.
Oh, wow.
And then they said, you know what? You do have to do it as yourself. I'm glad that change was made.
By the way, yes.
That's
I think it would have
weird,
been
Paul.
It would have been weirder. It would have been too weird, I think, for the Nailed It audience, which is a lovely audience. But it would have been weird.
Honestly,
it would have been so confusing. It's such a funny bit.
Right.
But like so many of Nailed It's fans, which I love, are like 8-year-olds.
Well,
I just
Bebe is my 6-year-old daughter now thinks Paul is a celebrity.
Yeah.
What about me?
Doesn't care about you.
Ah.
But I would think that kind of bait and switch of your identity would be much like the confusing nature of this movie.
Yes.
Like, where are the rules of Nailed
It? Why are you there, but
a real person?
But I feel like it Nailed It. People react honestly versus in this, the reactions are not honest at all. People should be, when they meet Daniel, losing their entire
That's
mind.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean this whole movie, I mean, maybe she's working so hard that she's just, I mean, sometimes I feel like this, like, you know, like, all right, what's the next thing? All right, I'll just take it. I'm just taking it on the chin. I gotta keep on moving forward. I don't have time to react. This
also,
is
also it can't again, low stakes. She wants a promotion, so she's willing to spend 12 days in a haunted mansion where a ghost could
By the way,
fuck
she
her
doesn't
to death
need,
at any minute.
She doesn't need to spend 12 days there. She doesn't need to spend any time there.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't need to do any of this stuff. Like, so she can't I guess she's you know, pinching her pennies, so she's not staying in a local place.
No, but after the first night where she believes there is a man in the house that is hiding, she doesn't get the fuck out of there.
No, and
That's
she
crazy.
Calls the sheriff to come over. He's like, it's all clear. She walks in the house. He's there again.
June That's wants right. to go. June says, I'll ask again, because I haven't been saying it. She goes, why does this have to happen in a week? And I can answer that, because it needs to be done before taxes are handed in.
Oh.
Because they don't want to get taxed.
Again, who cares?
I mean, the estate of the old lady, I guess. Got to save money on those, you know, estate taxes.
Oh, my God. I mean, then here's the, I mean, so he gets dealt with this final question. Does he stay?
Yes.
Or does he go?
So he's able to, Lily gives him an option. Like, you can stay, you can come to the afterlife with me, your true love.
You fucked me in the in our real life, you fucked me over.
Yes.
By rum running.
Yep.
And then I died at having your baby.
Heartbroken.
And now I had to watch you kiss.
But just gently kiss.
Just,
I mean,
this is
like a Hallmark movie. This is like a handhold and a peck.
Yes,
but
agreed.
Question, why does she fall asleep?
Yes. It almost immediately. He puts, there are, I'm not kidding. There are, here, is this another fantasy for women? The man, Ghost Man Daniel, puts Kate to bed. Like a child,
well, yeah.
Three
that is
different
hot.
Times.
It's sometimes like, you just
puts
want
her
that.
Into bed.
We're very
and
tired.
Cover
you like
tired.
That as a? Do you want a man to put you into bed?
Like in your street clothes?
I mean, she's always in her street
she's
clothes.
She's always in street clothes.
That's how I knew the show. That's how I knew this movie was cold because
yes.
she's like in four layers
yes,
under.
And he
big
puts
street.
Her. He tucks her in repeatedly, like she's a baby.
June's
it's infantilizing.
I kind of do want to be put to bed.
No,
June wants to be put to bed too. She's laying.
Yeah. No, that's insane.
June has asked me to tuck her in.
I feel like at a certain point, you're so tired that you wouldn't mind being tucked in, someone to just have sex with you while you're half asleep.
That's a difference.
And
that
just,
makes sense.
Like, because then you don't have to do anything.
That right. I understand.
You just kind of are, you're just sort dropped of in.
But that's just like, I don't want to have to do, I want my needs to be met without having to ask for it.
June just Kate, wrote, tuck me in and I'll lay there like a dead rat.
Tuck me and fuck me. That's the t-shirt.
Oh, my God. All right. So June also wants to say, like, she feels like Lily is mad at him for the wrong reasons. Like, he was rum running to save the inn because no one was coming because of the influenza and the economy.
And she's just pissed that he's not making it back
for Christmas
Eve? Who cares?
For that party? That looks like they couldn't afford extra, so they have to do most of it on
Wait,
the...
Wait, did he know, did Daniel know that she was pregnant?
No.
I don't think so. Because that was his misunderstanding.
And did she know that she was pregnant?
But yes. he only had that
misunderstanding. And when he got killed?
Did he only have that misunderstanding? By the way, she should have been a podcast host who's doing like a true crime thing. Like, ooh,
smart.
That would have been
smart.
Great.
That would have been great.
Smart.
I like that.
We can Limetown this, guys.
Mm-hmm. but did Daniel know about the kid or was it a reveal when that... Other when the tavern owner was like, did you know that she had a kid?
It was a reveal.
I think it was a reveal, but he knew, he felt like she had betrayed him with his brother because he saw that porch scene. Remember the cold open of the movie is him watching that same
yes.
handsy head porch scene?
But the moment that that boring woman in a sheath dress, the tavern owner, says that there was a baby, we all knew it was his, right?
No.
You, but,
oh, no,
but didn't you,
you thought,
feel like as a
yes.
viewer, I was
oh,
like,
yes.
of course.
Oh,
but
oh, oh,
so
I see
why
what you're
was
saying.
It such a why did it take them another 4/8 of the movie, which is a half, to find out about that? Like
unclear.
That's bad.
Well, here's the thing. He has in all of his years of coming back for 12 days, he even though he says he did, he never gets to the root of any of the information, except because it's not until
he says Cousin Harry helped him. Research it, but then and so now we know he was like he's the one who organized the killing.
I'm assuming,
yeah. But June just brought up a good point, which I'm kind of confused by, but I'm going to read it out loud. She says, "Why did Daniel have sex outside of his marriage? He should answer for that." And I go,
"With who?
When did he have sex? And
to get Lily pregnant,
to have his child with Lily?" But I mean,
that is kind of crazy.
Yeah, not his marriage.
Oh, you mean like? Well, no, she was his fiance.
That's what I thought too. He was his, yeah.
They were to be married, I believe.
But outside this marriage, but she goes, but still,
that's true.
So wait,
at that time, that wasn't the right thing. But I think a lot of people
fucking.
Did it. I think
people
a lot of
were
people
were fucking.
Did it. But here's my question. Is the reason why Lily is so aggro about him coming back that because she is pregnant? She knows she's pregnant?
Yes.
But hasn't told him.
Correct.
And is maybe going to tell him on Christmas. I mean, like, that's the thing.
Who knows?
I would have loved him to be like, she was going to tell me.
What's the story? There is no story. You know, like, there's no, like, this should have a mythology to it, this movie. You know, this should have.
No, they don't have time. They simply don't have time. I mean, because this is how it kind of ends up, which is the lamest response or the biggest, like, throw it all in. Which is this?
Why is this happening? Why haven't you moved on?
Where else would I go? I murdered someone.
He's afraid of judgment.
As long as you stay here, I stay. You're my anchor.
You're the one who chases people away, makes sure he's alone. You killed him and cursed him to this purgatory.
No, that's not true. I don't know why you're stuck here, Danny. I swear it.
I know. He's not why I'm here. Turns out it's not a curse after all. It's a miracle.
Why?
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 Because now, by the way, now Lily has shown up.
Right, but he can only see Lily.
Only he can see Lily?
Yeah, because she shows up and then this guy who killed him doesn't look over. And
can Kate see him?
I think.
Can Kate see Lily?
I think Kate can see the killer and Daniel, but not Lily because Lily.
Why? What are the rules?
Why?
Because she's looking at him, nodding.
If fear is what's keeping you here, Harry. And I forgive you.
What?
I also like that Harry is still in a scarf and a hat.
He's so hot during the shooting of this.
He's like, but everyone's like, more layers, more layers. Yeah. there it is. I mean,
guys, I still don't really understand.
I don't either.
Lily. Yeah.
What's the gift?
What's the gift?
What's the gift?
To heal all the wrong.
The miracle. What's the miracle? Like,
what
I don't understand.
What does that mean?
The miracle is so that he would find out and understand that she loved him, she didn't betray him, she was going to have his child, et cetera, et cetera. Is that what she needs him to know? Is that what makes him restless? You know,
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. It's dumb. This is a dumb movie.
Yeah, it's a dumb movie. I really wanted it to be good.
All right, people, let me tell you. Time is running out on Simply Safe's huge holiday offer. It is their biggest sale of the year. And where will you be? You will be without it if you don't get online right now and do it. If you're looking to fully protect your home with award-winning 24/7 home security, now is the time to do it. Burglaries spike during the holiday season. Did you hear that? Yeah. Just like the eggnog, burglaries are getting spiked. Families are traveling, leaving empty homes and expensive gifts behind this holiday season. This holiday offer couldn't come at a better time. Simply Safe has everything you need to protect your family and your home. There's a smart lock and a video doorbell to defriend your front door, an army of sensors and cameras that guard every room, door, and window in your home. And if there is a break-in, Simply Safe can give you real-time video confirmation to police as it happens. And you know what? When that happens, that the police actually respond 3.5 times faster. It's no surprise. Simply Safe won CNET and PC Magazine's Editor's Choice Awards. Get 25% off plus a free camera at simplysafe.com/bonkers. This special offer ends December 31st, so here's your chance to save money and the place where you live. That's simplysafe.com/bonkers for 25% off plus a free camera. simplysafe.com/bonkers. You know what? We have this opinion about this film, but there are people out there with a different opinion. It is now time for second opinions.
The movie was a piece of shit, yet this person recommends it. Tell me what is the message? Maybe that art is subjective. I need a second opinion.
Thank you, John LaJoie. And here are second opinions, culled from Amazon.com. There are 580 reviews of this film.
Whoa!
86% are five-star reviews. Only 1% are one-star reviews. This is higher than most of the films that we do on this show. The average rating is 4.8 out of 5 stars.
That's crazy!
Let's get into it. Jay Ianchi writes, good story, good acting. The British believe in ghosts, so this story is rather British and very well told.
Huh.
All the characters are well acted, rationally, so they made the story almost believable if your ideas about ghosts are very rational. I found the movies made for a lifetime terribly primitive, but this one is good due to the acting. 5 stars.
This is a man who wrote this?
I don't know, Jay and
Achi. Okay.
And then I didn't read this one part. It goes, I enjoyed it at first. I purchased it for my family, and they agreed.
Oh, wow.
Wow. NGM writes, I have come to really enjoy this movie. Being a grief educator, I felt like it had a lot to say about grief and loss and unresolved issues, as well as love within ourselves. Even if it was a fictional story, the music is quite peaceful and restful. don't know.
I did think to myself that I would maybe purchase this soundtrack and play it while making Christmas cookies.
What are you talking about?
This is a great movie to relax by.
Have you lost
your mind? Yeah, right?
A great movie.
That would double the box office returns of this movie.
A great movie to relax by. Sometimes when I can't sleep, I watch it again.
That's fucking weird.
This is saying it's a sleeping pill.
But that's what you just said, Paul, is you wanted to be tucked in.
I wanted to be tucked in. I did too. Birdwatcher writes, though young
children. Birdwatcher.
Birdwatcher.
Guys, no joke. I worked for a birdwatching channel. Remember that?
I do.
Go ahead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Though young children won't be interested in it, it's different and better than the usual Hallmark romances where a single parent with a dead spouse or a workaholic meets and falls in love with blah, blah, blah.
Give me that.
Those get old fast.
Was the one?
This one is interesting. This one has a twist. That being said, there's a few flaws when one looks at the messages given regarding ethics and criminal activities. Let's not go there. 5 stars.
Was the one we did with Mario Lopez and Melissa Joan Hart?
ABC Family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember that when they all got they were all exploding out of their butts in that house? Do you remember that? They got the butt exploding.
See, this movie could have used a little bit more butt explosions.
And then this is interesting. I'm just going to read this one. This is Micah Ja writes, the fantastical ghost story really needs to be watched several times to figure out the time sequence and the relationships of the various characters at either end of a century. I love this film. The co-stars are compatible and believable, and the caretaker is warm and comfortable in his role.
No. What?
I like Daniel's little eccentricities. Eating like
what?
Brad Pitt
in
Ocean's
11. Having sideways hair?
He was always eating chestnuts. Didn't you feel like he was always, what? Like, didn't
no,
he always
was
have a knife?
Carving
what was he carving?
Oh, he's always like, yeah, carving up an apple.
Oh, also, remember when
what's
he
up with his watch?
You know what we didn't talk about? When she comes in and he's got his shirt off, but also his pants are down, like
yeah.
a little
well,
bit
yeah,
down?
Well, yeah, because his suspenders are off. Because it's been, you
that
know,
was fucking weird. And then and, he's like, get out of my
what
room.
What was interesting, too, is she is, that's the moment where she gets super horny for him, but all you see is his bare back. Like,
oh,
he doesn't
yeah.
turn around. You don't see, it's like, that's as sexy as this can get.
I mean, I thought it was sexy when he gave her the fireman carry in the beginning, when he just scooped her up and dropped her outside on the porch.
Women love to be scooped up and put into a snowdrift.
Or put into bed.
June wants me to write in that the back was sexy.
I could have used more chest hair.
from Kate?
From Kate.
From who? From the innkeeper? From the cop?
He needed a chemical peel on his face, though.
Oh,
right?
Boy. Well, that's, you know what, we've talked about second opinions. Let's go to third opinions now. Very rarely do we do this, but this one made me laugh. This is from Andre. It's a 1-star review, and he writes, horrible and scary, not at all Christmas-like.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I don't disagree that some of this movie was scary.
June. No, you're wrong. I wish this movie was able to scare me. I wish this
yes,
movie was.
If it had a real scare.
I wish this movie had like a different gear to get
right.
to.
Yeah,
it
right.
just
no
felt
gear.
Like.
What was the one where Nicole Kidman? This is our house.
The others.
Oh, that was
the
great.
Others, right?
June just wrote, "I had a few scares," and then she wrote, well, "Our 5-year-old son." She goes, "He was scared."
What?
Really? Why were you watching this with our 5-year-old?
That's not correct. That isn't correct.
All right, so
he's going to learn a lesson about falling in love with ghosts.
Yeah,
let's go
that
around.
That you can make it work.
Yeah.
That's what's fun.
And
up.
By the way, that's basically what Kate's, this is crazy, actually. We didn't talk about this. At the end of the movie, in the 8th act, Kate says, you know what?
I'll
take it. I'll make this. You can be my boyfriend 12 days a year. And guess what? I'm working so hard the other days of the year. This is all I can take.
It's kind of what Ina Garten has with with Jeffrey.
The Barefoot Contessa?
Because he only comes in for the weekends. He teaches at Yale the other four
or
5
really?
Days.
Oh,
really? Great. So they just come in for those weekends.
Yeah.
Plow town.
Yeah.
And then he's out of there.
But you know what? That's a lot of plowing 12 days straight. I could get it if it was like one day, like,
12
like
days if you're not getting plowed
out.
The rest of the year?
She said, June said they have it perfect. A perfect marriage.
I know. I
would
don't
love
disagree.
It. Here's what I would love. I would love if in the last scene, Daniel comes up to her and he's chosen. He's going to stay here forever.
And she goes,
and she's like, you're smothering me. This is too much. We have to break up.
She gets in
and
her
she so cold
away.
Dumps him.
And then he's stuck there.
He's stuck there. No social security number. He's a man out of time. He's from the past. He doesn't know how to do anything.
This is a spin-off movie. Come on.
Or he tries to go back to the other world and is like, Lily,
I would love it if she was like, pass. You know what? I'm kind of into Cousin Harry.
Oh, man.
He's like the bad boy of the story. He's a murderer.
So, Jess, would you recommend this film?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
And again, I, out of everyone here, was willing to give it so many different chances. I watched the other In movie that was on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, you watched both of them?
I watched the movie that just came out, and I gave it a lot of chances.
I'm very excited about that Netflix sitcom that is just a holiday-based live-action multicam.
That's insane.
Wait, what is that?
It's always Christmas?
It's always Christmas. So it's a multicam show with Dennis Quaid called, like,
Very Merry...
Whatever.
Something
yeah, that's like literally a very whatever.
But is it always Christmas?
I think it's the 10 episodes all take place over Christmas.
And then what will season 2 be?
All over Christmas.
Next Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow. That seems flawed.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. And then June is going to unmute herself. June, do you recommend this movie?
I loved it.
Honestly, that was the scariest moment of the entire podcast.
Like, this really is like there's a ghost.
Did you really love it, June?
Yes.
No. Really?
I really enjoyed it.
I don't know what to do with that. We're so similar usually. I don't know what to do with this information.
I mean, Jason, I feel like I know where you're at on this.
No, this was bad. This was boring bad. Like, I enjoyed Mario Lopez, Melissa Joan Hart, Holiday, whatever that
absolutely.
Was. Just so much more.
So much more.
It had more going on.
Yeah.
This was a movie that had so many characters that were doing, that gave so little to the movie.
Gene said that movie didn't hold a candle to this
movie. Whoa!
I would argue that Lopez scene where he's shirtless.
Oh yeah,
in that tiny bathroom that they were all shitting in was hotter than any moment of this entire.
I agree, and also no chest hair on Mary Lopez.
And you know what? That didn't bother me.
She goes, "I prefer Daniel to Lopez," according to June.
Wow,
this is
blowing my mind.
I found their chemistry to be better.
Same,
and I found their romance to be more understandable.
I agree.
Agreed.
Hard agree.
All right, well, we'll see you guys all next Christmas as we find another romance. Jessica, what do you got going on? What do you want to talk about?
Well, this is weird, but I'm on not one, but two shows that take place in space.
Whoa!
One of them, I'm on Earth, and the other one, I'm in space.
Wow.
But the first one comes out really soon. It's called Avenue 5, and it's going to be on HBO.
Oh, wow.
I am in space for that one.
I love
like
this.
Like Sandra Bullock in Gravity?
Very similar.
No, this is by the creator of Veep.
Armando Iannucci.
And now, do you pronounce it Armando or Armando? Because I always hear some people...
Armando.
Armando. Because now I know for sure. Because I always think it's Armando, and then people say Armando, and then I'm like, I don't know.
Okay. It is, Armando. In this instance, Armando.
Potato, potato.
We all know an Armando Diaz.
Yes.
That's right. It's really funny. Hugh Laurie and Josh Gad, all these like amazing people in the show. Zach Woods. So I'm trapped in space. Look out for that in January.
Got it.
I'm in a movie called Like a Boss that's coming out too.
Oh,
Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne.
Natasha
Rothwell.
Miguel Arteta's movie.
And then later in the spring, I'll be in another space show called Space Force.
Oh, wow. That's the Greg Daniels movie.
Yes.
The Greg Daniels TV show.
That's right. But I'm on Earth in that one.
Funny.
Wow.
You've really carved out some space for yourself in space.
Very surprising, isn't it?
It really is.
Really?
So would you say that you mostly work in sci-fi now?
Yeah.
You are a sci-fi star.
Could I ask a question, gentlemen?
I'm promoting, I've just been cast in an Anne of Green Gables remake. I'm doing that and a Little House on the Prairie remake. I'm doing all olden times. Olden days shows.
Little House in the. Here's the thing, though. I want to say.
No one wants
as
it.
As much as I love. Shut up, Paul. As much as I love the olden days, I would be terrible in an olden days movie. I would be as bad as that woman playing Lily, who sounded like she was a millennial. She was just like, oh my god, like I don't want you to go away. Come back for Christmas.
Well, you just sound like yourself now.
I know. I feel like I wouldn't be able to pull it off. So, would this movie have been better if
June
they had
says
British
you'd
accents?
Be a perfect Josie Pie.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. We never saw her as old as I am, which is 29.
Well, let's be honest. Like, in olden days, you would be dead by now. Your life expectancy would be
100%.
Yeah, you would.
I would have had.
You would have been taken by cholera.
Deadsville. But yeah, I listen. I don't judge these actors because I think I would have been just as bad, quite honestly.
Jason, what about you? What do you got going on?
You know, I'm going to promote, as we talked about earlier, the holiday season of Nailed It, which we are both guests on. Me as a judge, you as a contestant, is some of the funniest stuff. Nicole, friend of the pod, Nicole Byer is the host. Jacques Torres.
So good.
It's a great show if you haven't watched it. It's a great show to watch with your whole family.
Did Jacques
Torres. Especially over the holidays.
Yeah.
Jacques Torres bring some of his chocolates to set?
Yes.
Share
yeah,
with you?
There's chocolates around.
Yeah, he passes them to you.
Yeah.
Really?
Stuff
he passes you a secret chocolate in between?
No, not a secret chocolate.
Oh, not a secret. He brings around a tray of chocolates and you can have it.
You have access to chocolate.
You probably have a different experience. I chose not to be treated any differently than a contestant.
Wow, how big of you.
And I chose to be treated like a goddamn king.
You were like the beginning of Coming to America.
Wes, don't even talk. Don't even look at me, Wes.
I don't know what those judges were doing. They disappear for long stretches at a time.
I'm not allowed to even tell you.
Oh, you see, yeah.
I can't even tell you
what
we're
doing. They have a back room that I didn't see or know.
So it is in true real time. Like, you guys have that long.
Oh, yeah. It is
that. Do they shoot how many in a day?
One.
Wow.
But, you know, there's a lot of, like, little pieces.
Schedule.
But once the cook starts, it is full cook. And then you have, like, a big break between the cooks. And then you have, you know, it is technically a game show. So there are, like, very staunch legal things that need to happen after the game is explained. Because it's like that quiz show law. Like, you need to... You need to go.
They can't fake who wins.
No,
they can't.
They can't fake who wins. They can't cheat time. They can't do like all the. They have to adhere to all the rules that like Jeopardy or any of those games.
Do you understand the game? Do you understand what's going on? Yep. We're going to restate the rules because in case Nicole or Jacques says something that isn't letter perfect, even though the show is goofy and fun. It
you
is could illegal.
Sue somebody.
Yes.
Yes.
So they have. So basically, they after they do their thing. Then you are brought to another room where they read you all the rules of that particular challenge.
This is and then you honestly have to sign a more document. Interesting than the entire movie we were forced to watch.
Yeah.
I'll promote Nailed It, which I think is so fun. So
good.
Such a great show.
And you just came home from jolly old England.
I just was in England for a couple of months shooting a movie that will, in theory, come out next year.
Amazing.
I don't know. You know, gather the family around the hearth and watch John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum, guys.
That's fun.
Like a terrible... I will never in my entire life
you won't support
even
me?
Watch the trailer
How
of that movie.
Dare
you.
Oh my God, it's so
you're
good.
Missing
and he's
so
fantastic
much fun.
In it. Well, I will also plug a joint Shear Manzoukas project, which is The Good Place, which will be coming back after the new year to finish their final episodes. It's just been a great season, and I think you've already seen Jason and you've already seen me, but you may see us again as this thing wraps up and heads to its final completion. Maybe not. And if you are looking for something to listen to and you are maybe frustrated or excited by The Rise of Skywalker, I will say this week on Unspooled, we are talking about Star Wars, and we actually have the original editor of Star Wars on Unspooled this week, and it was fascinating.
Ooh, I like
to chat with him. And if you missed it a week ago, we had Rian Johnson on the show, and Rian Johnson gave his picks for movies that should be included on the AFI list, and they're great.
Ooh,
they're
love
great.
That.
Yeah,
I'll give a shout out just for the sake of shouting out Star Wars related.
Yeah.
Mallory Rubin and Jason Concepcion are doing Star Wars for this season of Binge Mode.
Oh, it's great.
And it's fucking awesome.
Love
it. It is so good.
Love it. And I also just give a shout out, and I'm just really into this movie, but I love Uncut Gems. So go see that.
Oh, great.
It's a great, great movie.
Oh, and I finally in London got to see Mannequin Pussy live. They played Drunk 2. It was fantastic. Great work. That band is rad. Still, guys, my song of the summer still works in the winter.
I love it. And June wanted to make sure that everyone knows that a perfect stocking stuffer or gift for this holiday season, maybe it's a New Year's gift as you start your resolutions, is her book that she co-wrote with Kate Black called Represent, A Woman's Guide to Running for Office and Changing the World. It's a workbook, a practical workbook that can show you just how easy it is to run for office. And this is not June saying it, but this is me saying it. You don't have to run for the biggest offices. No.
There are many community. Yes, you can have a job.
Yes,
like a day job.
Yes.
And then also do this.
And you don't need to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. It is the local level is where change is happening.
There are things that are available to you guys. Things that are available.
Absolutely. All right.
I'm also just going to plug the Big Thief record, Two Hands.
Oh,
just because it's my favorite record of the year.
What's the TikTok man? Why are you?
That's John Wick 3.
I know, but why are you called that?
Oh, you I can't tell you. Yeah. I'm not allowed to tell you. You got to see the movie.
TikTok
Miss St. Clair. TikTok.
Do you kill anybody?
Oh, wow. You should TikTok, Jason. Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Do you kill somebody?
Oh, would you want to know?
Nope. I don't care.
I'm a ghost.
A sexy ghost.
Sexy ghost tucking you into bed at night.
All right, that was a lot of plugs. A big shout out to our producer.
End of the year plug!
End of the year plugs. A big shout
out. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. A big shout out to our producer, Avril Halley, who pulls all these movies and all these amazing clips. Our all the time producer, Cody, who is just killing it all the time, Cody Fisher, and our engineer, Devin, who is the heart and soul behind the board all the time, whether we're on the road or, in the studio. And I have a very big announcement from June. She is not going to be a criminal juror. So there
you go.
And I would just like to, here we are at the end of the year, I would like to say thank you to everybody who came out to all of the shows, all of this tour.
Yes. Amazing.
We toured a lot of this country this year.
You have some of the nicest fans in the world.
Some of the best fans in the world. Thank you for bringing your babies. Thank you for letting us hold them.
Yes. And by the way, we're going to continue touring.
I held so many babies.
That took a turn.
We're going to Vancouver.
We're going to
San Francisco.
Yes, San Francisco.
Well, maybe you guys shouldn't have been such dicks about Canada. You're going to get a lot of.
No.
Vancouver. Coov.
All tickets and information are available on the new hdtgm.com website. We got the actual website. You can find out all the information about that there. Also, you'll find out information about the rescheduled Los Angeles show. That should be popping up very shortly. We're just trying to find a date. I think it's going to be in March, and I think it's going to be in LA. We're still going to do it on a weekend day. Don't worry about it. Thank you, everybody, so, so much, and we will see you we'll see you next week, but this is the last full episode of the year. Bye-bye. That is all for this very special holiday edition of How Did This Get Made? A reminder to give me a call if you'd like. It's totally free, 917-877-0657. And let's give thanks to one of our great sponsors on today's show. They are Simply Safe, because time is running out on Simply Safe's huge holiday offer. It's their biggest sale of the year. They are offering everything you need to protect your home and family, like a smart lock and video doorbell for your front door and an army of sensors that guard every room in your home. You'll get 25% off plus a free camera at simplysafe.com/bonkers. This sale ends December 31st, so go today to simplysafe.com/bonkers.